Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Right, hello everyone. It's Red News Podcast 89, and it's been a while since the last one. And I don't know if we're full of hope, optimism, or depression, so I'm going to ask Nick, Nathan, Shane, Coggy. I will say, and this is an apology to start this podcast, in the last Red News Podcast 88, I said, why don't bats fuck off? And a few of you got in touch and on the forum, and I feel suitably chastised that my glib, unfunny manner. Apparently bats are crucial to the ecosystem, so I shouldn't have wished them all dead, because apparently the world wouldn't go round without them. So that is an apology to bats. Secondly, Ben has listened to a few recently, and we'd like to say congratulations. He's had a kid, so he's not on this. Congratulations to him and Roxanne. But he said, I never remember us talking so much football on the pods when we were met in person in pubs. Shall we just do one podcast, not where football's banned? That's quite a good idea. Then during the break, I listened to Red News Podcast 78, which seemed like a different world away. It was around the City game where I won't mention my thing, but Nick and Nathan in the pub. Nathan had got bitten by a rattlesnake, and we had none of this. It seemed like we just had fear of what came next. But maybe the rattlesnake was a, what do they call it? A prediction for the world that was shit. So I was full of dread for the restart, and then, as you all know, I got back into it. And now I feel full of dread again, really. At the moment, I don't know. I feel a bit better today than I have, but I just feel a bit flat about it all. And it's not a Glazer, Sancho dread, because, like, for that, there's no surprise there. Their modus operandi, whatever it's called, this is what they do. So none of us who should be savvy enough to work through all the online bollocks, this is what they do. So Sancho will either happen last minute, it will be, you know, Ed trying to grind them down, and he'll just pay whatever the fee is. So, and Fernandez we knew came out the summer money. So it's like, you know, Ollie said he wanted two or three. I think Ollie knew that he's not going to get a central defender. So he got Donny in, who looks good. And then it's almost like you rely on, can they fuck up Sancho or not? So I still think it might happen, it might not. I've got no inside bar. A couple of people at United saying we are trying for him, but it's almost like a painful brinkmanship. So I just feel really gutted that we're not there, and it just hurts again, a bit like that, but a bit worse, because I thought by now we might have something. So I'm going to start off with Shane, who's a bit muted, like he's underwater, possibly. But do you like circuses, Shane?
No, I find them a bit intimidating. A bit like pantomimes. I think they're a bit weird. A weird concept. I've always been at pantomime and the circus. But yeah.
All right. What do you think, mate?
Yeah, I'm just saying, really, a bit. I felt a bit more. The longer things have gone on, you kind of think you'd get used to it. But actually, I think with a new season starting, I know we've said this repeated times, but I think more than ever, I'm kind of missing the release that football gives us. You know, the kind of. It's that escapism from the, you know, I can't complain. I've got things pretty good and, you know, working from home, etc. So I'm relatively lucky. But I think football is that release from the crap at work and the escapism from life's drudgery. And I'm more than ever, I'm starting to miss that now. I think it's, you know, coinciding with the start of a new season where you'd be full of enthusiasm, having had a break and you see mates and you go on a few trips. So I think, yeah, I feel a bit sad, really. And I think more so than when the restart happened after lockdown of the football behind closed doors. I think I feel worse about it now, the new season starting.
Yeah, well, I see all the, you know, obviously there's an understandable frustration. And I always maintain United fans should demand the best. So, you know, us kicking off in a way is a good thing. And obviously against the Glazers for all that they've done to this club. But I also think this feeling, you know, that our United is all shit. My sadness comes from, even when the football's shit and all the rows and all the understandable angst, going to United is special, you know, just the whole, everything about it. So we're being deprived of that now. You know, there was talk maybe we might get back for Chelsea, but there's no chance. if you can only meet six people in a street, they ain't going to fucking allow 10,000 people at Old Trafford. So just feel it feels longer and longer. And the online madness grows with intensity that becomes like it morphs into something, you know, where we should concentrate, like the Glazers. It doesn't. And then it's just repeat, isn't it, from last summer. Red start sniping. So, Nick, do you like circuses?
No.
So I'll let that joke go now, early doors fan. Go on, Nick.
Yeah, you mentioned about Sancho before, and I just think, I don't think we'll get it done this summer. I think everyone's expecting this massive marquee signing. I don't know if Donny is classified as that for me. I don't think he is, but I look at Sancho and I think he falls into that Maguire bracket where we messed around for a year, we bought him a year later. Bruno, we messed around with him and we bought him in the next transfer window after that. And I think Sancho's going to fall into that bracket where we don't buy him this year. We probably end up buying him a year's time for, you know, the same price again, if not more. And we just think, well, what was this all about? What's this negotiation? We clearly want him. Clearly, he's going to improve us and make us better. Whether he takes us on to that next level to challenge for a title, jury's out. But I just think if you need a player, you go out and get him. I can't get my head around it.
Well, it makes me wonder what Ollie feels, because Ollie's, you know, has taken a lot of flack over a consistent period of, you know, even from January when he was being asked, what are you going to do about the transfer window? Sancho, for better or worse, from our arguments about needing a central defender, is his number one target. So surely, considering he made the target of Glazer's fourth, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. And the player clearly, if it's been agreed, wants to come. So, you know, I found it odd from the start when United were briefing in May, we won't go beyond, we don't think Sancho, you know, beyond 50 million. I mean, that's like going, you know, the bread's priced £1 and you go into the co-op and say, I've got 20p, that's my final offer, but I'll come back in a month and I'll talk about 40p. It's just, it's all wrong. It just, and it doesn't give us time. You know, Ollie's preparations would include, like Jose, I want my players in day one, pre-season training to plan. And it's not as doom and gloom. I actually feel purely football level confident about Saturday. I feel that sometimes we're negating, we've got a better squad than a year ago, more hopefully focused, more ambitious. I do think we'll make fourth as it is. I do think that. But it's just willful neglect from going, we could actually fucking not compete for first and second, but we could make a better go if we get it right. Coggy?
I'm not surprised, to be honest. I mean, you know, historically, since Fergie's retired, we've invested more when we've not got in the Champions League than when we have got in the Champions League. So I'm not really surprised about, you know, not spending a lot of money. Woodward preempted it on the fans forum, I think, back in the early days of COVID, saying, you know, money will be tight. Bruno, money came out of this summer's fund. So, you know, I suppose if I'm honest about it, I was surprised we even went out and spent £40 million on the Dutchman, because I just don't think the Glazers are going to spend.
The thing is, Coggy, that's a pretty depressing, you know, I know we are, to look at it from their point of view, it is a unique period of time where United are heavily financially impacted, but we've got a shirt sponsor deal to tie up in a year's time, less than a year now. Do they want to be sending out a message for a company that wants to put their name on our shirt for 5 or 10 years, that we are continually doing this? Sorry, dance.
I mean, I don't follow the shirt sales enough to be able to give the correct facts here, but have shirt sales actually gone down in the last 4 or 5 years, United shirt sales? I mean, you know, is United finishing top four or top six and getting in the Europa League still beneficial for a shirt sponsor? Because, you know, we still get loads of exposure. We're still on TV as much, if not more, than any other team. So, yeah. I don't know.
It will make a difference in time, though, won't it? Like over the year, if we continuously don't perform to the highest level, it will make a difference, won't it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if you go back in time when shirt sponsors first started, you know, because it was Manchester United and because of the exposure we got, I think we got the best deals that was going around at the moment. We weren't winning trophies. Liverpool were, weren't they? So I don't know what impact it has on and what their objectives are. But if your objective as a shirt sponsor is to get on TV as much as possible and to have a large amount of supporters and lots of people wearing your shirts, top six every year probably guaranteed for them. I mean,
well,
I don't know.
Well, no, but as someone said, the zebra abomination, Adidas would love, because we're all talking about it, whether we hate it or not, that they've got more talk about that kit than the second one. You know, so for them, it's any publicity sells. But just think, then we're getting dragged down. You know, it's just like, what happened to just enjoying Manchester United? It seems like perennial, we are just caught in this loop. And we should be. It's unreal, but it doesn't seem like anyone's looking forward to Saturday, and that doesn't seem right.
I mean, it's more depressing because we're not going. You know, so I think you know, we're looking at this and from a downtrodden point of view to start off with. End of the day, we've got owners that don't care about success on the pitch. They're just looking for dividends. So I think our attitude would be different if we were going to the game on Saturday, because we've not seen each other in a normal year for a month or two, and it'd be totally different. I just think everything's exaggerated because of the fact that we're having to watch it on TV. But I'm not surprised. I still think we've got a decent team, but you know, I'm not surprised that we've not invested heavily, to be honest at all.
I was watching
that shirt bit though. Yeah. Back to that shirt, because I always think it's really interesting with them being American owners, and I look at, you know, not to mention American sports too much, but you look at like the Yankees, for example. They've probably got the most, arguably most famous sports logo in the world. They keep selling the caps everywhere. Everyone knows who the Yankees are. Never follow baseball, but you know, and you look at the American football, you look at the Dallas Cowboys, who are massive, you know, again, one of the most biggest sports franchises in the world. And you think everyone always wears their gear no matter how well they do. And you see in American sports, they've not got relegation. They don't have, you know, European football that really affects them. It's being a perfect owner, you know, in America. You know, it doesn't really matter. Your team can't get relegated. You're going to get the same payout every year. And it's almost like they carry that mentality over here still. I know we've mentioned it before, but
it's pretty painful.
It's not that they don't care too much about success, because I think we do. I don't think we can say they definitely don't care about it. You know, you look at what they've done at the Buccaneers this year. They spent more money than any other team, like trying to bring in players. It's been, you know, they definitely care about it. They definitely want to win. It's just
I disagree with that, Nick.
Well,
because
it's been one game. It's been like they've brought in the best players.
The thing is,
over here it's different. No. You can't manage it. What I'm trying to say is you can't manage it the same way. Over there is what you do here, and that's the tactic that I feel that they brought in to use over here, and it won't work.
I get that, but I don't. You talk about your bloody oddball sport all you like. You have to get a mention in every time now, don't you? Fucking, you have to get it. But they don't. On their business plan, success is top four. There's no quest for silverware. It's just an added bonus. And like American football, you know, we don't really give a shit. But if you do all right once every four or five seasons, then you're considered a good team or whatever. It's all just bollocks. Yeah. It's not sporting success, it's financial success. And that's what we've, you know, how many fucking football fans around the country start talking in this language? I hate it. And I just hate the general mood that we're net and gross and PIKs. And it's like, it's devoured the fun of being a Red. And that's their fault, that's not ours. But I have not, you know, online, I dip in once. It's just a joyless, you know, desperation on a lot of sides. A lot of people need to calm themselves down and think, you're losing the plot here. Nathan, go on, what do you think, mate?
I don't know. I think I wish I was more excited about the weekend, but like everyone said, it's like even though I don't get to go to any of the away games, and it's still the buzz of just, it's, I don't know, like, coming up to the start of a new season, going to the home games, getting there, selling, it's just not there. And it's, like we said, it's, even at the start of when it restarted again, even though we weren't there, I still felt more excited because it was like we were part of that season.
Yeah.
Even though we weren't there, we were still a part of it. Whereas this starting fresh, it's just, it feels separate, and it's just, we've signed on it, but it doesn't feel like we've kicked on. We've made top four, we're in the Champions League again. It's the perfect opportunity to invest and kick on again, and we've not done it so far, and it does, I don't think that we will. So it's just, I don't feel a huge amount of things we've got to be excited about, really.
Okay.
I agree, to be honest. I mean, I don't know enough about Donny to say he's going to be a major success, but what I saw and seen of him, I thought he did well at Villa. I know it was a friendly, but I thought he's technically good. He's a bit more aggressive in that position than other players that we've got there. A bit more energy, and I think he will be successful. And certainly the feedback I'm getting from people who watch Dutch football, he'll be a good addition.
But going back to that Villa thing, Coggy, like one of the papers put, you know, Ollie's pre-season concerns, you know, with a worrying defeat against Villa. We've only played one pre-season, and pre-seasons are usually utter shit. You know, and I actually thought, I did watch the first half, they were encouraging, you know.
Yeah.
I think I'm looking forward to seeing Fernandez, seeing how he can develop his role, you know, with a bit more time in this league to see how better he can get. I think Rashford looked up for it again, and he looked, hopefully he's rid of all whatever was going on.
Yeah.
So there are things where I thought, so maybe, you know, remember pre-Spurs, we were all moaning and groaning, and then come the Spurs game, we're going, come on, United. You know, and watching the Jose documentary, we haven't got fucking Jose. God, bringing us, look at him on Match the Day after on Sunday. So I think all the concerns are totally understandable, but we can't just say it's all shit, I'm taking my toys away with me. You know, we've got to have something to cling to, because we're not allowed to, you know, 20 of us aren't allowed to meet up and watch a game. It's got to be six. It's all, we've got to eke out whatever we can, I think. Shane, you're back.
I'm like you, but I just think, you know, you kind of, it is odd times, but you'd expect, like, who knows, transfer window isn't finished, but like Cody said, you know, under the owners, like, I don't want to make it into business speak, but if you make your strategy to become top four, you're not going to win a league, are you? That's, you know, if you've got to aim higher, and if your strategy is to win the league, you might not win it, but you might get second or third, and then eventually win it. But if your strategy is to become top four, you're never going to win it, and that's the dilemma we're in. So I think that's where the frustration comes from people. They can see, you know, we get top three, and we don't want to be celebrating United being a top four side, but the reality is top three was a big achievement. And I think it'd be a bigger achievement if it gets third again.
Yeah.
And that's a bit depressing, really, for a club like us. But, yeah, I'm kind of not pessimistic. No, we had a good second half of the season. As you say, Bruno changed the team. Pogba, still a bit indifferent, but he got his head down, played a role. With the new fella coming in, the Dutch lad, as Coggy said, if he's up to the promise that people have said, you know, I think we've got reasons to be optimistic. I guess the transfer window has been a bit disappointing, to say the least.
But when hasn't it? When hasn't it, Shane? I mean, it's not a dig at anyone.
I think it was Daniel Taylor or someone put on Twitter today, a fellow United fan messaged me earlier and said, you know, this goes back to, look at, I think it was Thiago, was it, that was rumoured at least to have been scouted by Bergie and all lined up, and David Moyes decided he wasn't too sure. But he was sure about Fellaini. Yeah. Nothing personal against Fellaini, but for fuck's sake.
But this...
And now you see Liverpool buying him, and you think, Jesus, you know, that just sums it up. And we've had that year after year next. We just flirted with players.
But yeah, but then...
Can I say, Barney, though, that last summer's transfer window wasn't disappointing. I think, you know, I mean, some of it may have dragged on, but I think everybody, I mean, James, yeah, we're unsure about, but he looks a raw talent. We're happy with Wan-Bissaka and we're happy with Maguire.
Yeah, but I think
January was quite good because we got Fernandes.
No, but in terms of what we needed, Coggy.
It sort of felt like, here we go, we might have kicked on, we might have learned from our past mistakes. But obviously, like you say, if we've spent all the summer money on Fernandes, then we're now frustrated because we can't do any more.
But going back to that net, and you know, the horrible sound in Arsenalitis, what I mean about disappointing is we needed four or five last summer, and I know you can't sometimes bring in, and we used the Lukaku money, so that the net spend was only 70 million. So the terms of what the club could do, you know, like as what you've said repeatedly, Fernandes, one signing changes a season, imagine two or three. But going back to Ronaldo, you know, the money not spent, the surprise for us all would be if we signed four players, you know, and it's done a bit like Chelsea have done. Oh, here's our four players. We're done in 2 weeks. That's us done for the next year. United don't have, and someone joked, you know, in a couple of weeks, we'll be having Manchester United are looking at a director of football. 5 weeks' time, it will be Manchester United have not decided a director of football. You know, it's like it's an endless loop. But Nick, the point is you were a bit reticent about doing this podcast because you said there's not much to talk about. And I chastised you the second use of that word because there's always something to talk about. We haven't even talked about Maguire in Greece, Greenwood being a kid. Are any of you bothered by any of that?
No, not in any way. One's 18 and one's the captain of one of the biggest football clubs in the world, and I want him going abroad and scrapping on all. I like him. Definitely. I like him showing a bit of fight, a bit of passion.
I'd prefer it if it was on a football pitch.
Nick. That's fine.
I'd rather than a Mykonos street.
Yeah, I'd prefer it to be in a semi-final against Seville, defending a cross rather than defending his sister in a Greek bar, but as honourable as that
would be. I'm seriously, I'm not bothered about Maguire. He's big enough and old enough to look after him himself. I am concerned about Greenwood because I think there's other things I've heard about him, and you know, from people who I believe do know him, and you know, about he's a bit of an arrogant get, and he can be a bit of a bully. But what I'm worried about the most is that he will now be targeted by the press. And any little thing that he does is going to get escalated. And Solskjaer has said twice in interviews in the last 6 months about telling his players that they need to lead boring lives. And I just wonder now, you know, whether he was targeting that particular comment towards certain players at the club. I don't know.
But it's the people you hang around with.
Be careful now, because he's a target now for the press.
And it's the people he hangs around with. He's got to be. But I can remember talking, going out for a drink with someone at United a good few years ago when Lingard had come back from loans, and he needs to really watch who he's hanging around with. So you think they're not stupid. They do notice. But equally, you know, I can't say if I had a fucking daft load of money thrown at me at 18. I was doing pillocky things at 18 without any money. So without this, it's the people. But it goes back. I'm going to fit in a plug for the mag here. We've got the new mag out in a few weeks. You get a lovely badge with it. Another double mag. Kevin Moran's kindly done a cracking interview. But I also interviewed Terry Gibson, who was really interesting and totally upfront and honest. And the pressure at United is... Now, he went on to have a successful career at his level. Obviously, we all agree United wasn't, but we didn't play him right, and he answers that. But United haunts him. Not the FA Cup win, not all he did afterwards, you know, playing for Wimbledon, success there, going abroad. United still absolutely haunts him. So I sometimes think we forget how much pressure... and how hard it is to succeed at United. You know, and it's not... I'm a fucking hypocrite these days because I try and see both sides. But it's like you've got to demand the type of player, you know, who's got that immediate Fernandes. But you've also sometimes, we've got to give them time. And I don't think this is ongoing that we've done that enough. But so, Nick, you were chastised. Yeah. You said you didn't want a pod, Nick.
What's that you got out there? Sorry.
You said you didn't want a podcast because we had fuck all to talk about.
I just said, are you sure? That's all. You know, you're right. I do think you.
And we waited. How long did we all wait tonight for you, Nick? How long did we wait for you tonight, Nick?
Well, actually, in theory, we were waiting for Nathan because he was watching like Yorkshire cricket. So, really, if you don't play that game, because we were waiting for Nathan, weren't we? Well, Cody's right, though. Like, Greenwood could be targeted by the press. You saw that video about him coming out about a balloon, like, a couple of days later and doing laughing gas or whatever it was. You know, it's what happens, isn't it? And you say about Lingard, you notice about these players that they hang around with and they're a bit of an idiot and that. It's like, well, why has no one sorted him out yet?
Yeah.
And you think under Fergie, that was when you realised the genius of Fergie. It wasn't just managing players on the pitch, it was how he got them to, like he didn't have a squad full of saints, far from it, but he managed to sort of keep a lid on a lot of this stuff, not all of it, but he clearly had a sort of, you know, an aura that ran that club much, much more strictly than we've seen since.
Yeah.
But equally, players used to take the piss there. You know, that Gazza quote from the last mag. You had Cantona kicking shit out of people in a crowd. Rooney shagging grannies.
Camera phone.
That's
camera phones.
Well, that's a blight, full stop, Goggy, for everyone, ain't it?
Well, Roy Keane said, I think Roy Keane said, you know, most lads go out at sort of 18, 19, have too much to drink, try and pull a girl and have a fight. He said, and when you're, you know, a footballer, you've got all the money in the world to go and have the drinks. Everyone wants to fight you and every girl wants to be with you. So, you know, the inevitable happens. Yeah. I just think it's that just keeping the lid on things a bit, just, you know, even the Maguire thing, you can be like a bit critical that you just don't put yourself in those positions in the first place.
Yeah.
You go more to street.
There is something that went on because like Oliver Holt portraying it like a, you know, like a party island as if it was Valaraki. I've been Mykonos twice. It's not that type of island at all. It's got money in it, but it's not, it's very rare. And what I would say, I've got a couple of people who said nice things. Also, Chris, who's moved, good luck, mate. And Gary and Liam, who are father and son in Philadelphia, hundreds of miles apart, shows how big America is. But families who read Red News all over means a hell of a lot. So thanks. Please keep supporting the mag if you listen to these and our waffle. Prediction time. I think I am going out on a limb. I think we're going to finish third. And I think we're going to win a cup with or without Sancho. But I will say, even if we sign Sancho, please keep up the fight against the Glazers, people. It shouldn't be a, you know, I'll end it all for 6 months or a year, defined on what we do over one period, over one fee. Right, Shane?
I think we'll do well to come fourth, and we won't sign Sancho, and we might not even end the season with this COVID malarkey. So,
fucking hell.
No. I think fourth would be, to be honest with you, I think fourth would be a, staying where we are, third or fourth would be a fairly solid achievement. I don't think that's where we should be, but that's where I think we are.
Yeah, but look at the encouraging signs, Shane, the strike force we've got.
Yeah, I agree.
Who I think will get 70 goals. We had a shit season pretty much and finished third. Was it 66 points, 67 points? We will beat that this season.
I agree, but we're not. Other teams are not standing still either. Yeah, so you know,
that's
with Chelsea that are buying and have seemingly bought well. Arsenal seem to be on the rise. Liverpool and City are obviously a touch above everyone else. So I don't think I'm not saying third or fourth negatively.
No.
I'm saying I think it's where we're.
But accept the challenge, like Ollie says, Fergie does. Accept that challenge, then. They've improved. We've got to up our. I mean, last season was as we said, you know, it wasn't a good season. It was better. But we've got to make this season 8 out of 10, right, Nick?
I think we'll get the top four. I think one of the main aims for us, if you're looking at a sign of progress, is the Shane says City and Liverpool are still ahead of us. You know, you could maybe argue Chelsea with some of the new signings they've brought in. I think with the full season of Bruno, I'd like to see us finish a lot closer to City in terms of points this season, and certainly end on more now we've got half a season extra of him. And obviously with Donny in there as well. So could I see us winning a cup? Yeah. I mean, Ole's obviously got a bit of experience in terms of being beaten in three semi-finals. So hopefully he can use that on his side a little bit more. But I don't see us doing anything amazing this year. But, you know, prove me wrong, Donny.
Is that a Nolan song? Is that a Nolan? Is that an in joke?
I don't know if we'll sign anybody else. It's still a bit. I'd be amazed if we do sign anybody else.
I'm going to go on a 55-45 that I think we might get Sancho late on. That's just, you know, I hope so. Right, Nathan?
I'd be pleasantly surprised if we do finish in the top four. I don't think that we will. I think that other teams, like we say, Chelsea have timed well on paper. I think Arsenal are looking like they're clicking into place very well with Arteta. I think, depending on Spurs are making moves, aren't they? Obviously, with signing Bale and getting Bale in for the year. I don't know, I just think we're standing still. We've got that third place, we've got the Champions League, and we've made that one signing, but unless we make more, we're not making that next step forward. I don't even to stay where we are. I think it feels like we're not moving forward, which will mean that we will go backwards because other people are making progress. So I don't know. Like I say, we need another central defender. We've not done it, and I don't know.
I don't think we were ever going to get a central defender. No, everyone is. But my thing is, I don't know, just because fucking, I've got to have some kind of hope. But I do think, I don't want to be in a situation that we've had for the last 3 years, which is we start badly. We've all said before, we need to be on 16 points after 10 games minimum. But you'd like to be on 20. And 20 is possible. I just think, we know the problems with the squad. It relies on players getting fit, but we've got a good strike force there. We've now got, we've been after a midfield. We've got two more additions from when we were asking from it a year ago. And the defence is worrying, but does better than it is. I can't approach Saturday full of such doom that it's all ended. You know, we're not fucking, come on, Coggy.
Well, first of all, Tottenham is shit, and I don't know why Nathan's mentioned that.
It's Jose.
Nathan, Tottenham is shit, they're not even in contention. But anyway, for me, the spanner in the works are Wolves. They've got no European football, and I think they could actually push for top four. But yeah, we're capable of finishing between third, fourth, and fifth. I'm confident we can do that. I don't think Arsenal will do it for a season, to be honest.
I don't think they will. You know, but it says Coggy that, you know, like, confident third, fourth, or fifth. I mean, it is a damning. To cut to the chase, if we really wanted to be depressing about this ownership, about how incompetent it is, to be starting every season thinking you hope you can fluke a cup an inch into third is a pretty, you know, from where United were. But then it shouldn't be us speaking up on a podcast. Fergie, you have an opportunity. You know, you should speak about the legacy and what you think. You can say back Ollie, but where, you know, as I've said before, we all love him, but he used to use the press quite well, shrewdly, to brief when he wanted things done. So you could say, you know, you could do it in a roundabout way that Fergie needs backing, says Alex Ferguson.
Isn't he paid by the club too?
Well, yeah, but he was paid by the club when he threatened to resign, you know, the Spurs game. It's not a big...
Can I just say the other thing as well? If we have a bit more luck on injuries next season, you know, Pogba's not out for a period of time, Rashford stays fit, Martial doesn't miss games as well, then I am very confident of finishing top four. As for a cup, there's only two cups realistically that we could win.
European Cup and...
Yeah, that's what I meant, the FA Cup and the Champions League. you know, I think we're capable of getting top five and hopefully get top four or you know, third or fourth. But we've got to have a bit of, if we don't sign Sancho, we've got to have a bit of luck on our side regarding injuries, I think.
But that's it. We say, you know, it could go better, but injuries could go worse. You know, imagine second game, Fernandez. But I am trying to eke out something. And I think, Nick, Fernandez, we were so buzzing about him. Where's that gone? That can't evaporate. We're unbeaten in 15 league games, aren't we?
Yeah, I don't know.
One defeat in 15.
Yeah, I'm worried about Fernandez. Like I said before, if we can have a full season of him. You know, again, it is injury dependent. You look at people like Liverpool and stuff, you know, they did well last year because they kept a lot of their squad fit and their big players, you know, weren't missing much time. You know, I think that's obviously fruition. You know, Martial's always had a bit of an injury problem here and there. Rashford, again, he's always had a few niggles. And then, you know, before you know it, you're down to an 18-year-old who'd be the man that's leading the line along with Agallo. And, you know, so I do still think we would like another forward player. But, yeah, I think if you keep people fit, then... Bruno especially.
Maybe this isn't being fair, but a fanzine isn't sometimes meant to be fair. But I watched Agallo against Villa and I thought, fucking hell, you know, when we were saying it's a good idea to extend that loan, I thought he looked a bit, he's enjoyed the summer lockdown. But I'm glad that United are back in the terms of, we've watched some utter shit. We watched Fantasy Island and that is a really, really, really shit film. And led me afterwards to go to my wife, bus, the plane bus. And she looked at me like, what the fuck is he going on about? So, and then I downloaded, and then I got it on YouTube. I'll send you the clip. I got it on YouTube. Bus, the plane bus. And it was a little bloke. And he'd shout that. So at least we've got football to talk about. Right, come on, you lot. You end it. Talk.
Right, well, just...
You've got to have some hope.
United have sent an alert through. Fourth round of the League Cup draw has been made. Would anyone like to know who we've got?
Yeah, Luton.
Luton in the third round. Who's in the fourth round?
Oh, right.
What, they've drawn it already?
Yeah,
they've drawn it already.
Oh.
I'm going to go City or Liverpool.
It's a fixture. Oh, hang on.
This feels tense.
Oh, it's gone now. It is, yeah. We're away at either Preston or Brighton.
So
that's nice. So yeah, chalk up for a guaranteed League Cup win if we keep this run up.
Well, see, so then you're in the fifth round and you're one round
that's
away
the
from the semi-final. There you go.
We'll get ready to see Rojo lift that at the end of the year.
But as I've said before, Ollie said to Rocco, you know, like, stay in Argentina, we'll work out the deal. And he's obviously, his agent got him back fucking double quick. But you can't get rid of him. But I felt a bit sad. Does Smalling deserve to be training on his own? Can't you just say, have a train with us for a few weeks, go with goodwill? Why does it have to be so petty?
Just a minute, lads. 5 minutes ago, we were talking about having Maguire showing a bit of fight and a bit of aggression, this, that and the other. And now you're condemning Ollie for having somebody who wants to leave the club and Ollie wants to nurture his squad. And now you're condemning it.
Fair play, yeah. But I just found it... I just find that bit... That, you know... Does Smalling need...
Leave, fuck him off. Come on. Listen, I've got some good news anyway, lads. I've got some good news to end this.
We're gone.
Costco are doing a gin advent calendar. £55. And it's bloody good.
Who's doing that?
Costco.
Right.
That's your advent calendar for what? The end of September, is it? Is that how you know it's good? It's not Christmas yet, Cody.
Nick, if we lose,
in the Codlin family, Christmas starts in September, mate.
If we lose on Saturday, I'll be on the gin.
Today, because Christmas Day is on Saturday.
Now, lads, as you know, I'm teetotal, but all of you are drinkers, and you, or your partners are, and you might find a nice advent calendar for your loved one would not go amiss.
Okay, Coggy, you've got my address. Send me one with thanks, mate. Cheers.
So Coggy's on commission from Costco. Right, next question.
Is that our first official advert?
I just thought...
Come on, Shane.
To buying something for your loved one.
Shane, we went out...
You're not romantic enough, fair enough.
Shane, we went out for a drink the other week and you started it with your usual calm, quiet... quiet self, and you ended it by going ole, ole, ole. So where's that shame gone now?
We had a bit of a luxury, I think, because Nathan was down. I must admit, I hadn't been in a pub properly for some months, and it showed. I was out of practice, but the ole that was me with a bit of enthusiasm.
Yeah, but where's that shame gone? Where's your fist pump gone?
I don't think you're misunderstanding that we're. I think four out of five of us have said United will get top three or four. I don't think that's being pessimistic; just being realistic. I'm quite optimistic for the season ahead. I just don't think the realism is we're not going to be top two. If we are, it'd be an amazing achievement. I don't think it's being pessimistic, Barney. I think it's just being realistic. I'm not doomsday. It's where United are, and Nathan said if we don't sign players, you're not going to move forward, and other clubs are moving forward. So I think Ole to get top three, which we're saying he could do, would be a big achievement. So I'm not saying that's where you're
going. No, I get that. But maybe Ben's idea where we just don't talk football, because it's bringing us down, isn't it? We just need to talk or more shit.
Well, I was reflecting earlier about missing football. I was looking back, a reminder popped up on social media. It was PSV Eindhoven away. And it sort of, that made me lament not being, a European football stand up again. But then I reflected, I think when we played PSV at home, it was a low point under Van Gaal. It was just dull, boring, midweek, taking time off work. But I remember thinking, what am I doing? I'm taking time off work, I've come to the game, it's boring. I'd give anything now for a 0-0 at home against PSV in the rain. Anything.
But I love the way that Van Gaal... But Van Gaal had problems and all that, but the way he rewrites history, I know Ed was a twat to him, but it's like, Louis, we went a whole season the K-stand in without seeing a goal or half a season. Do you not realise your part in your own downfall? It was so boring. But I would take anything. Would any of you dismiss going to a reduced capacity Old Trafford, or do you all want to go into that? Because I don't know.
I'd go without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
No hesitation.
I wouldn't like it, but I'm not ruling it in or out. I'm just going to see what happens. I can't see it happening for some time, but I think I would, just because I miss it that much, I think I would do it. But the chances of that happening, I think, are fairly slim at the moment.
Nathan?
Yeah, a go. We could definitely give it a go.
Can you sell?
I mean, I'd enjoy it, but I'll try it once.
What time can you sell? Nathan?
Oh, actually, no, scratch that. No, I can't. I don't think I can make it. I think I'm going to
have a go. Yeah. I feel like I've been to a lot of half-empty Europa League games. So
it made me laugh. It made me laugh. I have bizarre flashbacks. And the other day I was on the exercise bike and I thought, Nick is one of a few people in the world who's seen every minute of Lee Grant's appearances for United. Is it Derby and Astana? Is that right?
I wasn't there for Derby at all.
Oh, weren't you?
Oh, well, there you go.
I wasn't. I missed Derby at all. No.
Oh, well, there you go. You've just scrapped you off that fucking list then.
It was warmer.
Scrapped you off that list. I thought you were one of the chosen few.
Kind of like there's only a few players that have got all three treble medals. It's like there can't be many people out there that have seen Lee Grant's
194
minutes
for these games. Right, so
I was at the Derby game. What was the other game?
Astana away.
Oh, yeah, I was at that.
Oh, well, there you go, Coggy.
There you go, Coggy.
We've transferred it over.
I didn't even realise he played in that game.
The Lee Grant Appreciation Society.
It was cold, wasn't it? Nick, it was cold, wasn't it? I mean,
He came on as sub, didn't he? What did he come on in sub for the Derby game? Was that right?
I think Romero got sent off, didn't he?
Oh, that's it.
Did he do a handball or something? And then he came on for like...
Fucking hell.
Penalties or something.
Lockdown's got so bad, we're remembering defeats under Jose in the League Cup.
If I'd have known there was a global pandemic coming, I definitely would have gone to that game.
Astana. True, right.
It was the best trip. Astana away was one of the best things going in Super.
Don't.
It's incredible.
I'd take an away trip to a gulag right now.
Every single one of my mates went to that trip. Anyone who didn't go wasn't my mate. Anyone who missed out was my mate.
It was Loyal Reds that night, wasn't it?
Yeah.
proper Reds win that night.
Fuck off.
I mean, I didn't see you there, but...
Go on, you lot. Fuck off.
I was there courtesy of Ben Woodward, but anyway, yes.
Are you all right, though, lads?
Yeah.
All right. What's the prediction, then? 2-0 I'm going. Comfortable.
Who are we playing?
1-0.
Before, lads, can I just say, don't forget to do your Super 6.
Oh, okay. Two adverts. Coggy, are you getting placements here?
Jesus.
Fucking hell.
It was his gentle reminder before, and this is his more aggressive.
Yeah. Right, listen, come on, Coggy.
You wait till I tell you what Ann Summers are doing, but anyway. So, I think 3-0.
Shane, you look very glum there. Shane looks glummer than when this started.
1-0 penalty, and
I wish your sound had been fucked this time, Shane. Nick,
I'm going to go for 4-0.
Yay! Right, 5 smiles, 5 wins.
4-0. Start with a Bruno penalty.
Glory, glory, Man United. Oh, Barchester United. Come on, Barchester United.
Oh, yeah.
Right, see you later, lads. We'll talk next week or something.